We have many wise and yet paradoxical words in all of today's readings. Several years ago, I was speaking about today's gospel, known as the Sermon on the Mount, with a group of university freshmen, and we took time to break down what the word beatitude means. It means to be blessed and to be happy. Well, we are left with the question of how can Jesus say, happy are those who mourn? How can St. Paul tell us in his letter that God chooses the weak and the lowly? How can the psalmist praise the Lord and insist that God secures justice for the oppressed? When we look around our city of Fort Worth, and around the world, we see oppression, hunger, violence, and those most affected by these terrible things. We don't have to travel far to witness this. Last year, our St. Vincent de Paul conference found out that our neighboring middle school has 67 homeless students in their enrollment. Last week, a teenage employee was shot by a gun in the parking lot at the Whataburger on Berry Street. It's been reported that the Metroplex has become a center for human trafficking. There are seemingly many reasons to mourn and to be unhappy. Yet, these readings speak of happiness, joy, and the promise that the Lord shall reign and bring happiness to those most in need. We can be tempted to hear in the Beatitudes the promise of the reward in heaven and leave the promises in God's hands. We must read the Beatitudes in their entirety and take into account the words from our first reading from the prophet Zephaniah, who says, I will leave in your midst people who are humble and lowly, and take that in concert with the words of Jesus, speaking namely those who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness. Those who hunger and thirst for justice may be only a remnant, but they know that justice is possible and it is the will of God. We are called to be part of that remnant that is filled with those who are poor and weak and who seek righteousness. We are in this together. The meek, the mourning, the captives, and the hungry, alongside those who follow the law of God. It is because of those who seek justice and obey the law in righteousness that the hungry will be fed and captives will be released. The psalmist can shout out in joy to the Lord because he knows that those who follow God's law must care for those who are in need. Today's readings must have integrity and must inspire us to seek unity among all people. Weakness and poverty separate and divide. No one wakes up and decides they want to be homeless. No one wakes up and decides to become a drug addict. No one wakes up and decides to become a prostitute or a captive in human trafficking. No one was born to carry illegal weapons to shoot others. No one was born to abuse women in all its forms. If we love the law of God and seek what is good, we must be compelled to live the law and bring happiness to those who are in need. We can find our happiness when we seek to bring happiness to those who are cast down by the systems of injustice. We don't need to wait to be in heaven. In hearing the words of today's readings, we are called to be a paradox. We are called to unite and to thirst for justice with the needs of those who suffer and struggle. By doing this, we bring forth the kingdom of God by risking persecution and anger, all for the sake of the gospel, the good news. We are in the fourth week of ordinary time. We are on the heels of Christmas season. And it goes beyond what we have, the story tells us. We're called to put the words and deeds of the one to whom, whose life we have been baptized into. We've been baptized into the passion, death, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, we are holy, but all of God's creation is holy, and we are to look after those who are in need.